the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to a Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this podcast, I wanted to talk to you about your habits, because your habits are what are keeping you stuck right now. Well, it could be the other way. They could be keeping you stuck right now and getting the results that they're getting you, or actually, they could be getting you some really good results. So, for example, I've been going to the gym, and I've upped my running on the treadmill. We're now doing 4 miles at, you know, a 10-minute mile. So it's not overly fast, but I've not run sort of 4 miles for quite some time. So that's pretty good. And I get up and I go to the gym. And so what I've done is I've formed a new habit. And that just actually makes tomorrow going to the gym that much easier. And actually, this is one of the problems I struggle with, is because of my travelling to and from the UK, it absolutely knocks out my routine. Getting any form of routine is really difficult. And then, of course, we've got summer. Wife's a school teacher, so then wife is off work, and then Lufia's off work. Not that she works, she's 2 and a half, but she's off school. Maybe we'll get her down a pit at some point. but so that, again, it affects your routine. And so actually creating a routine and creating a habit, one that's fundamental in you getting the results that you want to get, is vital. And if you're not doing that right now, then, you know, you're getting the results that your current routine is providing for you. So it's really simple. Like it's easy to say, right? Change your routine, change your habits, and you'll change your results. The problem with changing a routine or changing a habit is that it's a habit and it's very difficult to change it. It's also very difficult to say, no, I'm not going to do that today. So like going to the gym and running. So I've been running 4 miles at home in the UK. We spent last week in the UK, not done much work at all. And then going to the gym, and I've actually managed to, you know, go from 2 miles up to 4 miles. That's really good. And then this morning, I thought that we're back in Spain. We flew in last night, landed, went to the gym at sort of 9:30, 10 o'clock. And I'm like, right, let's do another four miles. But actually, we're in Spain and it's totally different. And yes, the aircon was on, but the whole thing is just that much warmer. And it's 35 degrees here at the moment. Significantly different than the sort of 12, 13 degrees that we had last week in British summer in Leeds anyway. So it can cause real problems. So getting into the habit is the hardest bit. And then the second hardest bit is maintaining the habit. But it starts with you actually going to do whatever it is you're wanting to do. So let's take creating a podcast, for example. And I'm out of habit on podcasts, okay? So some weeks I'm really good at them and other weeks I'm not. And what I should really do is on the weeks I'm good at them is I should record 10 and then just send them out once every 3 days. Well, it doesn't happen like that. I do 10 and then I let them go every single day. And then for the next 2 weeks, I don't do any. And so there's none going out, you know? It's really inconsistent. And if you're inconsistent, then guess what sort of results you're going to get? Well, you're going to get inconsistent results. So your job then is to identify, and we use a piece of paper and a pen to do this, but you identify what are the primary things. So let's just assume for a second you've got primary, you've got secondary, you've got tertiary. 1, 2, 3. What are the primary things that you've got to do in life? Okay, so go to work. Right, fine. But even in work, or as if you're running a business, you can then break down what do you do in work. So like my primary things that I do, although I've been taking quite some time off this year, in fact, pretty much most of this year so far. But the primary things for me to do are podcasts and videos. Even if I get nothing else done, they're the things that I need to do. Because in 2 years' time, we'll be up to, I don't know, 1,000 podcasts. And then a client comes along, looks at the podcast and goes, oh my gosh, we've got 1,000 podcasts. And they start listening to them one after another, after another, after another, right? Because that's what we do, because we live in this binge society, don't we? Especially with Netflix and that sort of thing. And so they look at that and go, wow, 1,000 podcasts, 150,000 YouTube views, which would be like, I don't know, 500,000 in another couple of years, right? So that instantly builds credibility. Now I could just go, well, I can't be bothered. I'm not taking on new clients right now. So what's the point? And that would be right. But the point is that in 12 months or 24 months, when I am taking on more clients, if that's what I decide to do, then I've already got this baseline in place. And this is what most people don't do. They don't get this baseline. Let's take fitness as a really good example. So you've got an opportunity to, in fact, let me say it a different way. We went to the park this weekend, and I'd had a workout in the morning. And then went to park with the kids, and then they're playing on the swings and on the, like, monkey bars. And I'm actually doing pull-ups on these monkey bars. I'm not great at pull-ups. So we did, like, a set of five. I did another set of five. And then I started to slow down, so I'm doing sets of three. So in that session right there, we knocked out 30 pull-ups in that session. It took about 15, 20 minutes. And 30 pull-ups isn't a huge amount, don't get me wrong. But it's a start. It's a baseline. It's something to improve from. Now, I could have gone and not done any of that. But the next time I go to a park and then want to do the pull-ups, I'm actually starting from ground zero again. I'm starting right from the start. Whereas actually this time, or the next time I go to the park and do pull-ups, I know I can do 30. Maybe I can push it to do 40 and 50. And then the next time I can do more, and the next time, the next time, the next time. Imagine getting to a stage in a year or so where you're then doing 100 in one, not one session necessarily, but 10 sets of 10 that takes maybe half an hour. That is progress. But what people tend to do is they tend not to even begin. They tend not to start because they go, well, what's the point? Well, the point is that you're going to get some even minor differences. You know the tipping point? There's a book called The Tipping Point. Basically, in The Tipping Point, what happens is, I'm sure you've seen this on scales. If you've got, you know, 10 kilograms on the left-hand side of the scales and 10 kilograms on the right-hand side of the scales are even, right? But if you've got 11 kilograms on one and 9 kilograms on the other, the scales tip to one side and they stay tipped. And that's what you've got to do. Your habits will tip the scales in your favour. But unless you're kicking in with these habits, okay, unless you're doing them every single day, hence it becomes a habit, it's not going to happen. And even more than that, until you write down, what is it you want to accomplish? Like, we're doing weight loss right now. We lost another quarter inch last week. Some definition finally going onto my stomach. Thank goodness, because the previous definition was like rotund. definitely a fat dad. But, and bear in mind, I've been off for 12 weeks with a potential broken wrist or suspected broken wrist, so I couldn't do any workouts. But the baseline that I did before, like I went to the gym again last week and I lost another quarter inch, but I could only do that because of the baseline. But you've got to go back to working out what are the priorities in your life. And if you don't know what those priorities are, if you're just getting up and going to work and then weekends and then playing with the kids, which is great, obviously. But unless you know what your actual priorities are and where those priorities will lead you. So let's say it is in weight loss, for example. We always use weight loss as a good example because it's a really good example of progression. You can see progression with weight loss. You can see progression with going to the gym. Mental coaching or mindset coaching, you can't see the progression. And as well, financial coaching, like property and that sort of thing, sometimes you can't see the progression there until that first deal goes in. You know, they might drop 50,000 leaflets, not close a deal. And then they give up because they've not got the first deal. And actually, they're like, you know, 3 feet from gold. They've just got to keep pushing that last little bit, and that's where they get the results. But look, decide what you want your habits to be and then change them into you taking on those habits and doing them day in, day out. So I'm sure you've heard this or you've seen this on Facebook. There's a picture going around Facebook and it's an elephant and it's connected to a little piece of string that's then stuck in using an iron thing that's in the ground. And the elephant doesn't move away from that piece of string because in the elephant's mind, it's chained to the ground, to this piece of string. This piece of string is like 10 feet long. Now, an elephant could easily just pull it out of the ground. It could easily just rip the piece of string. But the reason it doesn't is because previous to that, the string was a chain. And when the elephant tried to pull the chain, it couldn't pull it out of the ground and it couldn't break the chain, so it stayed there. And because the elephant's been programmed into, this is what my world looks like, this is as far as I can go. When they swapped the chain over for the string, the elephant has still got this same mindset because the elephant has generated this habit of it can't go any further, so it doesn't bother. And so if we take that and impose that onto what you're going through right now, the reason why you're not doing whatever it is that you want to be doing is because you set this self-imposed ritual, these self-imposed habits. You've got self-imposed resources Like, you think that the resources that you have are only the resources that you've got access to. And in NLP, we say that there are no limited resources, just limited resourcefulness. It's down to the person to become more resourceful. So it's your habits that are going to keep you stuck. And it doesn't matter what it is you want to go to. You want to be a triathlete or an Ironman, or you want to do weight loss, or you want to be a millionaire, or you want to be an Instagram chat star. It starts from you getting into the habit. So take Instagram. We don't do anywhere near as much as we should do on Instagram. Nowhere near. We should be posting 6 or 7 times on Instagram, right? We post like, I don't know, once a week, maybe twice a week. Well, how's that going to work out for us? It's not, is it? I mean, that's not our focus right now, but it should be. It should all be our focus. So it's about you creating these habits. But if you want to be an Instagram star, yeah, it's embarrassing taking your phone out and doing the selfies and all of that kind of thing, taking a picture of your food, how dull. But this is what people like. But it all starts from you creating that habit and actually taking that action and uploading it and then doing it again 5 hours later, or 3 hours later, I should say, and then doing it again and then doing it again. That's how it works, folks. So look, have a write down about what your habits currently are on the left-hand side of that piece of paper. Then write down what you would like your habits to be. And by the way, it's the results that we're looking at, not the habits. The habits get you the results, but it's really the results. So let's say you want to lose 3 inches off your tummy. Great. Let's take that as an example. Weight loss is always the easiest example. 3 inches off your tummy, what do you think you need to do? Do you think you need to eat less? Maybe doing intermittent fasting, which is what I'm doing. I eat between 1 and 9pm and I've eaten some real rubbish in the UK last week, and I still lost 1/4 of an inch off the tummy. So intermittent fasting could be that. And then exercise, you know, as well as intermittent fasting and as well as not eating as well as I could have done, I've been running between 2 and 4 miles every day, and that's really helped. But knowing that those three things, so what were they? Eat better, intermittent fasting, and obviously if you're going to do intermittent fasting, check with your doctor that you're okay and so on. And then the third one is doing exercise. If you're not doing those things on a daily basis, you're not going to get that 3-inch weight loss. Like, the habits are what gets you the results. It's not the results that you write down and then it magically happens. It's about putting them into a habit. All right, so I think that'll do us for this one. My voice is a little bit quiet because the little ones asleep upstairs. I think that'll do us for now. My voice is a little bit quiet, but I hope that's useful for you. And we'll speak to you on the next one. All right, my name's Dan Latta. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.